I'm Rona Tarrant. Catholics from around the country placed calls to members of Congress yesterday, urging them to find legislative solutions to save the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA. The calls were part of a drive by US bishops who asked people to call their senators and representatives to urge them to protect dreamers from deportation, provide them a path to citizenship, and protect families and unaccompanied minors in the process. Meanwhile, the US Supreme Court dealt a blow in the Trump administration's effort to end DACA yesterday by declining to hear and rule on whether the administration has the right to shut down the program. Story 2. A federal appeals court in New York has ruled that a landmark civil rights law bars employers from discriminating against their workers based on sexual orientation. At issue was whether the Civil Rights Act that bars discrimination based on sex, race, national origin and religion also covers sexual orientation. The Trump administration had argued that it does not, but the federal appeals court in Manhattan disagreed, saying sexual orientation is a subset of sexual discrimination. At least two other appeals courts have ruled the other way, so the issue may end up with the Supreme Court. Story 3. Reports say Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a daily humanitarian pause to airstrikes on the rebel-held Syrian enclave of eastern Ghouta from today. It comes after the UN demanded that a Security Council resolution for a 30-day ceasefire be immediately implemented. The bombardment of eastern Ghouta has killed at least 556 people in 8 days. Story 4. Saudi Arabia has fired its top military commanders, including the chief of staff, in a series of late-night royal decrees. Saudi King Salman has also replaced the head of the ground forces and air defences. No reason for the firings was given.